6:13. It is Monday. It's 26 right now. It's been a snowy day. What's ahead? What's happening with our weather? It seemed like it was we were heading into spring just a minute ago. Mark Torregrossa with us, meteorologist with MLive.com. Also find him at farmerweather.com. And he's tracking the system as it's moving through. Mark, great to have you on WILS.
Hey, good evening.
So we got this winter weather advisory through 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. Are we going to see any more real snow from this point forward?
No, I think we're done with the snow for the most part. Maybe, you know, just small flakes and occasional spurt of snow. But as far as accumulations go, nothing significant.
Yeah, and was it the warmest February in history in Michigan?
Yes.
Okay.
So, in a lot of locations, including Lansing, which has records back to the 1880s.
Yeah. So what happened when we hit March then? What's going on here?
Well, cold air has mostly, for most of this winter, been on the other side of the globe and shifted off of the North Pole. Mm-hmm. And in March, it slipped over the top of the globe over the North Pole, and it slipped down this way.
It's back with us. And how long is it going to be this cold?
It looks like it's going to be colder than normal. Not as cold as this, a high of 20, but colder than normal. You know, a lot of days in the 30s through probably the very end of March, maybe somewhere between about the 22nd and 27th, break.
So. We're talking about 2 weeks or so, huh?
Mm-hmm. And there's still a lot of warmth down to the south, a lot of warmth, warmer than normal air around the globe. Mm-hmm. And once this cold air slips up back to the north and shifts a little, I would anticipate that we will see a dramatic change
in temperatures. Going to get warmer. So are we going to see a real snowstorm hitting us here in Lansing in the next couple of weeks?
It's going to have to be in the next 10 days at that temperature break, probably, because otherwise it'll be too warm. I would not put it out of the question. If it happens, like I said, it's probably about 10 to 14 days out. Yeah. When we are trying to shift into the warmer air.
So when I look at my phone, my little weather app thing, I see a snowflake for Tuesday and a snowflake for Wednesday. What is that? Are we going to actually see some snow then?
Tuesday and Wednesday, I think you're done with the snow. I have no idea where your phone app gets that. So you talk to your phone app, which you can.
It's off. So you're saying the rest of the week, no more snow. That's it?
No. Yeah, that's correct. It looks like late Friday, Saturday morning, there could be some snow, but it doesn't look anything substantial, 1 or 2 inches of sloppy snow.
And Mark Torregrossa here on WILS. Yeah, I heard somebody talking about that, you know, the winds that came through last week and all the power outages. Somebody said, this is another sign of global warming, these winds. It's so unusual and so on. Is that do you see it that way? Do you think it's part of a larger problem? Or?
Yeah, I think so, yes.
How unusual were those winds?
Well, the storm was really unusual. The storm center for that was over Hudson Bay. And so you got a storm that, as the crow flies, 500 miles or more away from Michigan, mm-hmm. and it's producing a wind in that big of an area, 500 miles outside of it. And I've noticed that the storms this year seem to be incredibly strong in their center. And a great example is the blizzard that's happening out east here in the next couple of days. They're going to get up to 2 feet of snow, and the storm that's sliding through our area right now is going to hit that warm ocean around the Atlantic Ocean, and then just rapidly intensify. Meteorologists, we actually have a name for it. If it intensifies a certain amount within a short time period, we call it, and it sounds really ominous, bomb cyclogenesis.
And you're saying it's the strength comes from the warmth of the ocean. That's what's going to happen.
Yep, the warmth of the ocean and then the cold air wrapping in behind it coming down from Canada.
Yeah. Interesting.
So, and I don't know that there's a way to equate this. I mean, somebody could study these storms and track the center, the strongest part of the storm, the center of the storm, and see that if over time they've gotten stronger. Mm-hmm. But I think in a warmer globe with warmer oceans, when you do still have some Arctic air, yeah, I think you're going to see some incredibly strong storms because of that contrast.
So when it comes to what we saw last week, we caused, what, over 800,000 power outages, that insane wind. Do you think we're going to see more of that in the coming years, those kinds of powerful, powerful winds coming through and knocking out power?
I think we will see more, but bear in mind, I think that was the worst storm we saw as a pure wind storm, not a line of severe thunderstorms, but just a pure wind storm, mm-hmm, since about 1998. So when I say yes, it could happen more often, that was 20 years ago, yeah, almost. Maybe it'll happen every 5 to 10 years. Mm-hmm. Now, it will be hard for you to say, wow, this is happening more often, because it still won't happen so regularly. And if it, yeah, does, look out. Then the weather pattern has really changed.
Mark Torregrossa, meteorologist with MLive.com and FarmerWeather.com, right here on WILS. Mark, always love getting your insight on these things. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.